Perfect World. Written by Fabro de Amres. Read by Quetzal Coatl. In a perfect world, Wu finds the Green Ninja when the boy is 11. In a small room in a large building on the top of a small mountain, green eyes glimmering gold in the glow of the golden weapons. In three completely different places, three completely different boys carry on with their completely different lives. One stares into the reflection of his own eyes in a practice mirror, looking desperately for a spark of something, anything to keep him moving. One hunches over a workbench, tinkering with the flying device that holds all of his hopes and dreams for flying high above his station. One wanders through the woods aimlessly, searching for answers to memories he can't remember. In a small, nobody town in the middle of nowhere, a young nobody boy loses his sister and his mobility in the span of mere minutes when a water tank collapses on top of his legs. In a little back alley at the back of a little backwater town, a little blonde boy digs through trash cans looking for his next meal. In a world that's not perfect, a world that exists before and after and alongside this one, a ghost sneaks into the kingdom in the clouds and rewrites the words that destiny has spoken. But in this world, a perfect world, Ninjago is safe and happy. There are no wars or threats of wars. The Serpentine are never released, the Devourer never unchained, and without the venom of the Devourer, the Stone Army never comes alive and destroys the city. The final battle is quick and decisive and so remote that no destruction befalls the city or her people or any of the surrounding people and villages. In this perfect world, the Green Ninja eliminates all threats before they can even become threatening. In this perfect world, Wu finds Lloyd Garmadon when the boy's 11, unmoving and half-hidden beneath a trash bag that spills rotten scraps of food across the still surface of his chest. The end.